Patricia KNDY Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, sunny skies mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Clear for tonight, mid-40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies, breezy up to right around 76 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 47. And Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures reach 80 degrees. Right now, it's 45.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With China moving forward with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, including a 25% tariff on U.S. pork, China's Ministry of Finance announcing Sunday it suspends duty reductions on selected imported goods from the U.S. China says the Trump administration's steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. violate World Trade Organization rules and did not comply with the security exemption provision. China alleges the move by Trump caused serious damage to China's interests. China targeting U.S. items, including fruits and 25% tariff on pork. China also says the nation is using its action as a method to safeguard its interest, as allowed by WTO rules. Last week, China's Ministry of Finance said the action by the U.S. has severely damaged the multilateral trade system. China also made the World Trade Organization filing last week to seek consultation regarding the issue. A lawsuit brief filed on behalf of poultry farmers detailed the alleged harm from USDA's GPSO rule withdrawal. The Organization for Competitive Markets claims the Trump administration and Ag Secretary Perdue sided with Big Ag over small farmers, saying the GPSO final rule would have helped to level the playing field between farmers and agribusiness. In the filing, farmers from Alabama, Nebraska, and Kansas detailed the way they claim market concentration has enabled large agricultural companies to retaliate against them for standing up for their rights, along with how the rules would have helped them seek legal assistance. Organization Executive Director Joe Maxwell says the group and more than 80 other farm organizations calling on the Trump administration to reinstate the Farmer Fair Practice rules. Maxwell, former Lieutenant Governor of Missouri, is a Senior Political Director at the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Fascinating,
captivating,
stimulating,
dominating,
and with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you.
Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice.
Right now, pay just $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing.
MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details.
The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Spring on in to CJ Express for April specials. They've got you covered if you have a thirsty gang. Pepsi and Coke 12 packs are only $3.99. Bring a big appetite for the lunch special. Made fresh beef and bean burritos available 11 to 2 weekdays at both locations. Don't forget to try the maximum pizza loaded with white garlic sauce, chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and green peppers. And the most exciting news of all, the West location now has Bird Shack fried chicken. Get get your fried chicken on Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, weekends noon to 7. Need an order for a crowd? Give them a call. It's a one-stop fuel shop at CJ Express.
Mid-America Network News. A Northeast Kansas man is charged in the death of a woman who's reported missing last week. Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson says 63-year-old Dan Flanagan has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of 61-year-old Constance Perryman. The Leavenworth Times reports a family member reported Perryman missing on Thursday. Her body was found on farm property south of Linwood. Central Kansas authorities are investigating after butane exploded at a lab used to create marijuana wax. Emergency crews were called around 5:15 Friday to a fire in Barton County. Sheriff Brian Bellender said a butane explosion caused a fire and the resident fled the area. Investigators found that an illegal lab was in use to manufacture marijuana wax. Sheriff Bellender said deputies seized a substantial quantity of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
It's not easy being a mom, but my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows with the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kansas legislators have approved a pilot program to team up schools with community mental health centers to treat some of the state's most at-risk children. The plan was included in the school funding bill that passed on Sunday. It calls for setting aside $10 million to treat and track two pre-selected groups of children in six districts across the state. Supporters say that partnering with clinics, schools would have access to trained mental health professionals. Kansas game wardens arrested five people for poaching after two dead deer were found in the trunk of their car. The State Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism said in a Facebook post that a deputy stopped Saturday night to assist people in a car on the side of the road. Blood was found dripping from the trunk. A game warden was called in and further investigation found that two deer were in the trunk of the car and a loaded .22 caliber rifle were found in the vehicle. The five adults in the car were arrested. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities have seized 260 pounds of marijuana and arrested a driver in eastern Nebraska's York County. The York News Times reports that marijuana's estimated street value is $1 million and was found yesterday after a routine traffic stop along Interstate 80, 2 miles west of York. Officials say a deputy reported smelling the strong odor of marijuana coming from a vehicle, and after a search, the pot was found in eight duffel bags. The driver was arrested. An Omaha woman has pled guilty to federal tax evasion. 37-year-old Becky Neeb faces up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000, or both could be imposed at her sentencing on July 2nd. Prosecutors say that Neeb underreported her business receipts and overreported her expenses for the tax years of 2011, 2012, and 2013. The back taxes and the penalties and interest add up to around $137,000. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Main Street Director Michelle Weitzel updated the Black Squirrel Project, reporting that an additional 9 have been sponsored and are ordered. Local artist design concepts will be unveiled at a public meeting Thursday evening at 7 at City Hall. Work is to be completed for delivery and public exhibit during Black Squirrel Night in October. She also spoke about another project installing bike racks throughout the community, with 20 sponsored thus far. Locations are to be finalized from recommendations provided and would each accommodate 2 bicycles at a single post pedestal. Dennis Mason received approval for purchase of heavier grade speaker wire at a cost of $850 plus shipping that he would install to improve functionality of a downtown speaker system. Options were considered for improving ADA accessibility, parking, and access at the Lakeview Sports Complex. A low bid of $14,000 was approved from All Things Construction. Discussion continued yet again on the downtown tree project. The tree board will be further consulted for recommendations. Councilmember Diane Schroller spoke against the matter, indicating she's heard from many citizens' concerns with trees. She suggested planting boxwood bushes instead. No decisions were made. The matter will be brought forward. A low bid of inline construction for flush tank renovations was approved for $61,400, which was over $10,000 under the engineer's estimate. A proposed cost of living wage scale increase by the city administrator was referred to the Administration and Finance Committee. Councilmember Terry Hughes suggested using millings the city has for improving North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. No consensus was reached. Todd Fry brought up the continued frustration of 12th Road residents regarding the timeline and development of a plan for improving 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. The mayor indicated the city was awaiting a TA survey that could make funding available before proceeding with the conversation and weighing potential county involvement. Water and Sewer Committee continues work developing a public notification policy to advise affected citizens of planned outages. City administrator was given permission to proceed with a survey of 2 city-owned vacant lots near 8th and Jackson. If approved, the lots could go up for sealed bid and a bid process would be outlined. The mayor reported that 1 hangar is for rent at the municipal airport. Joseph Mayhew is approved for hire as a full-time officer with the Marysville Police Department effective May 6th. He has 4 years previous city law enforcement expertise, has training, and would require only a refresher course. The city attorney advised against haying some 27 acres at the city lagoons, concern that would violate tax-exempt status. The matter was dropped after brief gushing. Next week is spring cleanup week. City has posted a schedule working each quadrant of the community Monday, Thursday. Lawn and garden debris should be set out curbside in containers by 8 a.m. and tree limbs should be bundled such one person could pick those up. Council desire for stepped up enforcement of nuisance issues was expressed with consideration hiring a part-time position to handle workload. Arthur Payshaw, age 96 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Art Payshaw.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It's one wild week at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. Starting Saturday, 10 a.m., ending Friday, 6 p.m. 7 days of exceptional furniture savings. We're clearing our floors and making room. For 7 big days at Feldkamp's, you're going to save big. No, you're going to save so big. Take advantage of incredible savings on hundreds of furniture items store-wide. Serta mattresses and more. Plus special financing for 12 months. This week at Feldkamp's, you're going to save big on sofas and sectionals. Casual dining and formal dining rooms. Save big on on motion furniture, leather furniture, recliners, bedroom furniture, and Serta mattresses. Take advantage of big, big savings in every department store-wide. Plus, even at these amazing price reductions, Feldkamps let you buy it all with special financing for 12 long months. See store for details. When it comes to furniture sales, this one is a pretty big deal. It's one wild week, starting Saturday 10 a.m., ending Friday 6 p.m. at all Feldkamps Furniture Mart locations in Manhattan, Salina, Eveleigh, Marysville, Junction City, and Concordia.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Hey you, it's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway. Make it what you want.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska. We have a high pressure system that remains overhead, which is going to bring us dry weather as we head throughout the rest of the day. Continuing into tonight and into tomorrow, we do have a low making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, but it's not going to bring us any sort of precipitation. But we have another low that will move into the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. But definitely enjoy these nice warm temperatures in the 60s and 70s and even reaching 80 degrees as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, sunny mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25. Clear for tonight, mid-40s, winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. As until Wednesday, sunny and breezy at 76, we'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 47. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see temperatures right around 80. That's looking at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 93 in 1930. The average low 41, the record low is 23 in 2003. Sunset this evening 7:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
The stars were a source of mythology for many ancient cultures, but they sometimes served a more practical purpose as an eye chart. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. But first, if you've ever felt stranded but unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 10th, the 100th day of the year. Actor Steven Seagal has a birthday, and F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby was published on this day in 1925. A waning crescent moon will make for good stargazing conditions this week, and you might use the opportunity to view the star cluster Pleiades before it disappears until next fall. Sometimes called the Seven Sisters, the misty blue patch of stars is steeped in mythology, but it also functioned as a sort of ancient eye chart. Hunters of yore would test their eyesight by the number of stars they could pick out. 6 or 7 was considered excellent. Want to test yours? Find the star cluster by drawing a line through Orion's belt and past the V-shape of Taurus the Bull's head. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Soother Building Supplies is thrilled with Nemaha Central Thunder Spring Sports Teams. Everyone is proud to support these boys and girls because they work hard and always do their best. Good luck at all the events this week, Thunder, from the fans at Soother Building Supplies in Seneca. Proud to support our local athletes. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop is sure the talented Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams have what it takes to dominate every sporting event this week. Good luck, guys and girls. Do your personal best. From the supportive fans at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Starlight Motel is excited to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams. Everyone knows the girls and guys have the best sportsmanship, talent, and determination around to get the wins. Good luck at this week's events from Starlight Motel in Seneca. Newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Jacob Junis carried a no-hit bid into the seventh inning. The Royals scored more runs than they had in their last 6 games combined, and Kansas City routed the Seattle Mariners 10-0 last night. Junis, 2-0, hit 3 batters and walked 2. But the quick-working right-hander didn't allow a hit until Daniel Vogelbach's grounder up the middle with 1 out in the 7th. Junis finished up the inning without any more trouble, running his scoreless streak to 14 innings to start the season. He was given a standing O when his night was done by the announced crowd of over 12,000, most of whom promptly filed out with temperatures just above freezing. The fourth in the American League Central Royals continue their series with the Seattle Mariners tonight at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch in tonight's matchup set for 7:15. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
It's not easy being a mom. But my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows at the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Turning to the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers got a few things accomplished in their 123-109 win over the Knicks in New York. The Cavs clinched the Central Division title and home court advantage in the first round of the NBA playoffs while reaching the 50-win plateau. They also pulled within a game of Philadelphia for the third seed in the East. LeBron James provided 26 points and 11 assists, while Kevin Love finished with a game-high 28 points. Checking out other action in the NBA from yesterday, Karl Anthony Towns contributed 24 points and 18 boards as the Timberwolves thumped the Grizzlies 113-94 to move a step closer to their first playoff berth since 2004. Jeff Teague chipped in 24 points and Jimmy Butler added 15 in Minnesota's second straight win. And police say Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis has been arrested after falsely claiming to have explosives while checking in for a flight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious 5-bedroom home features 3 full baths, 2 safe storage rooms, and 3-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Stretch your planting budget with each plant you buy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. When shopping, look for perennials and ground covers with multiple shoots that fill the pot. Plant it as is for quicker results, or divide the plant into several smaller pieces to cover a larger area. You'll just have to wait a bit longer for the planting to fill in. Roll or push on the sides of the container to help loosen the roots inside the pots. Slide the plant out of the pot. Use a sharp knife, drywall saw, or other cutting utensil to divide the plant into several smaller pieces. Space the divisions according to the planting directions on the tag. Plant at the same depth that was growing in the container, then cover the roots with soil, water, and mulch. Sound too brutal? Then leave the plant intact. Just loosen any encircling roots and plant. The larger plant will fill in more quickly for faster results. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Medics are an important part of an army, taking care of the wounded on the front lines, risking their own lives to save those of others. This man had that job, but those he cared for had four legs. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping crop production services give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your CPS dealer for details about Radiate's Give Back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
In 1942, Wilbur Taylor was drafted and sent to India and Burma, part of the 18th Veterinary Evacuation Hospital, fighting World War II on the opposite side of the globe.
Yeah, we helped crowd the Japanese out there. Okay. When we got over there, they just attacked them crowded back in the hills, and I slept pretty light the first 2 weeks.
His company consisted of 89 enlisted men and about a dozen officers. Their job was to care for the mules used by the U.S. military in the jungles of the area.
In them jungles, there's very few roads you could get vehicles. They was pack animals. So they put the supplies, ammunition, and everything on them.
It was a difficult environment for both man and beast.
It was 100 degrees in the shade. So the theater commander said, no one works in the afternoon. So we got out in the morning, took care of our mules in the morning, and had the afternoon off.
Wilbur and his company had day-to-day duties caring for the animals. The mules could graze in a corral, but they needed other feed as well.
Airplane would fly over and find a kind of a cleared spot, kick sacks of barley out the door.
But the company also had to care for the mules, similar to a wounded soldier.
We set up stations along the road up toward the front, just like the medics. And when a mule get injured, they'd bring him back to the first station, get first aid, and keep sending him back till he got back to where we'd take care of him right.
The mules weren't always the best to get along with, though. And next time, Wilbur talks about the unruly mules in the jungle. As we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
Bumblebees are an excellent alternative to honeybees for pollination. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their large, fuzzy bodies know how to shake it when they're courting a flower, as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
Kubota's L2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor, making it the only choice for first-time tractor buyers and seasoned veterans. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Right now, take advantage of payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
There aren't many insects as captivating as the hefty, fuzzy bumblebee. Honeybees get all the pollinator attention, but bumblebees are an excellent alternative or a supplemental pollination source of many crops. Elaine Evans is an extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says on a bee-to-bee basis, bumblebees are more efficient than honeybees and aren't as picky about their foraging conditions.
They're bigger and fuzzier. They can collect more pollen on their bodies, so more pollen gets moved to other flowers. Bumblebees also are more tolerant of bad weather, whereas honeybees are a little bit more picky about when they'll go out. They also have a really long foraging day, so pretty much from the time that the sun comes up till after the sun sets, they're still out until it gets too dark.
Evan says bumblebees have evolved alongside flowering plants and have developed interdependent relationships with many of these plants. They especially excel at pollinating tomatoes, blueberries, squash, and pumpkins because of a behavior called buzz pollination.
There's some flowers where the pollen is kind of stuck in the anthers. Some bees will go in and grab that anther and shake the pollen off, and that's what those flowers need to get better pollination. Honeybees don't do that. Bumblebees do.
Bumblebees get all their nutrition from flowers, so plant flowers, trees, and shrubs to provide a constant source of blooms from early spring to fall. Encourage nesting potential by leaving some areas of unmown grass and untilled areas. Bumblebees prefer to nest in clumps of grass above ground or in holes below ground. Learn more about bumblebees and their role in pollination at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry, I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. It put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you like some. No one's gonna hurt you,
no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you. Not while I'm around.
Food Evolution, a film documentary focusing on the science of genetic modification. That's today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
It didn't get any Oscar nominations, but the 2017 documentary Food Evolution certainly won over a few skeptics about genetically modified foods. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin farmer Nancy Cavazzangian was no skeptic before the film came out. Cavazzangian is on the board of directors of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.
Every time I see it, and I've seen it half a dozen times already, it brings tears to my eyes. It's very emotional, very compelling. So it's not just corn and soybeans. We know that it has moved to India and to Africa and to places where they need this technology. And that's one of the things we want consumers to understand, is that this is a technology that makes us able to breed better food, better crops. It's not something we put into the food.
Cavazzangian says the film backs up what many in agriculture have been saying all along about GMOs.
We know the science says that the GMOs we're using are safe. They're tested for years to the cost of millions of dollars to the industry before they're put on the market. More than other crops, our conventional breeding with GMOs, we know exactly what we're breeding for. There are no unintended consequences.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade have released another television ad as part of the effort to highlight the damaging impact retaliation from a series of new tariffs will have on critical ag exports. The new spot features Indiana corn and soybean grower Brett Bible, whose soybean operation relies on exports to China, as do many more across the country. He said in the spot he's supportive of the Trump administration, but he has concerns about current actions that have been taken on trade and tariffs. And the fact that China's our number one soybean customer makes us very vulnerable, he says. Our farm, and like many others like ours, will be the first casualties in a trade war, Bible says. Well, the spot will run the next 2 weeks on cable news like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. China has already announced $3 billion in retaliatory action, much of which was aimed at American ag exports, including fruit and wine. Farmers for Free Trade co-chair Max Baucus says China is looking to hit us where it hurts. That's why they're going after American ag exports. Well, drought begins to tighten its grip on a large area now of southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. Federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona now. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture. The amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size.
Cole Perriman, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, said they're in irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of the area. Crop conditions in the drought area have declined as extreme drought spans from Kansas to Oklahoma all the way to California. Three-quarters of the winter wheat crop in New Mexico poor to very poor. We know those numbers as well in Kansas. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pages $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Mid-America Ag Network. Yeah, we're seeing some pressure on corn now. May corn down one at 389 and three quarters. July down one at 398. May Kansas City wheat down half a cent, 522 and a quarter. July down a quarter cent, 541 and a half. Chicago wheat is doing a little better. May soybeans up 5.5 at 1052 and a half. July's up 5.5 at 1063. May soybean meal is down 220 at 387.40. July down 220 at 391.50. May bean oil is up 16 points at 31.68. July's up 16 points at 31.95. So things look good for soy oil. And the beans themselves are doing okay. Soybean meal is having some issues. Now we're seeing some back-and-forth action with the livestock complex. April live cattle back up now, up 107 at 113.10. June up a couple of pennies at 102.52. Some of the later months are still showing some red. April feeders up 62 at 135.07. May up a nickel at 135.57. Again, most of the later months are, they're mixed, but we'll have to call it mostly higher in this case. April hogs up 75 at 53.65. May hogs up 77 at 68.10. So things for the most part look pretty good across the livestock complex at the present time. Cotton is up. May cotton is up 30 points at 83.21. July's up 24 at 83 even. Taking a look at crude oil. May crude is up $1.86 right now at $65.28 a barrel. June is up $1.82 at $65.25. So things look good for crude oil. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher. Taking a look at the metals markets. April gold is up $2.50 at $13.38.80. June is up $5.10 at $13.45.20. Silver is up, as is copper. So things look good for the most part, for the metals markets. And the U.S. dollar index for June is down 0.209 at 89.325. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gove County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above-average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gove County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
We know that good jobs are hard to come by, especially in the field of agriculture. However, an opportunity is open for the right person at the Mid-America Ag Network. If you enjoy selling, meeting people, and working with the agribusiness professionals, this sales position could be for you. Some sales experience is required. However, we will train. Position includes salary, commissions, and benefit package. The Mid-America Ag Network is an equal opportunity employer. Call us today at 316-721-8484.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and once again, the EPA making farmers very unhappy. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It seems to me this has happened often over the decades that the Environmental Protection Agency has been in existence. They almost continually make farmers and ranchers angry with some of their rulings. And it's happened again in the past few days as the EPA approved the request of 25 small refineries to be exempt from the nation's biodiesel laws. And that would mark a big increase from previous years, and it has triggered an outcry from farm groups worried the move will hurt ethanol demand. The expansion of the waiver program represents the Trump administration's latest clash with the powerful corn lobby, as it seeks to help merchant refiners that claim the U.S. renewable fuel standard is costing them hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Now, the decade-old law requires refineries to blend increasing amounts of biofuel like corn-based ethanol into the nation's fuel each year, or purchase blending credits from other companies, a policy intended to provide a boost to Midwestern corn growers, reduce pollution, and cut fuel imports. In the past, the EPA has issued between 6 and 8 waivers from the RFS per year to small refining operations of less than 75,000 barrels per day that can demonstrate they are struggling financially to comply. Well, now we have taken action because Trump support comes from the oil lobby and the corn lobby. And a spokeswoman for the EPA, Liz Bowman, said nothing had changed under the administration of President Trump. The criteria used to grant waivers has not changed since previous administrations. Back with a final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, April 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on 20 Angus and Sim Angus bulls from 14 months to 30 months of age. They'll be followed by 60 fancy red Angus first calf heifers with February March calves. We'll have 175 reputation Angus and Sim-Angus first calf heifers with Angus sired November through March calves. 100 black-white face and Simmental cows, 3 to 9 years old. They'll have February-March calves. Fall-bred first calf heifers include 110 choice red Angus calf-fed vaccinated heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight red Angus bulls for late August through October calving. We'll have 150 fancy Angus and Sim-Angus calf-fed vaccinated fall-bred heifers, bred to Angus bulls for September-October calves. We'll have 200 black and black-white face fall calving cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old, be bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for September-October calves. Also offered will be 32 calf-fed vaccinated Angus heifers, replacement heifers, to consign cows. There's more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Refiners granted exemptions win two ways. They no longer have to blend biofuels or buy credits to comply with the law. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Powering the lights on your farm is one of those necessary expenses that can add up. Switch to LED lighting and cut your energy bill on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
They may cost more upfront, but LED light bulbs last longer, use less energy, and are approximately 90% more efficient than incandescent light bulbs. LED stands for light emitting diode. An electrical current passes through a microchip, which illuminates the tiny light sources we call LEDs, and the result is visible light. Jeff Nelson is with Edison Lighting Supply in Wichita, Kansas. He says it makes sense to have LED lighting just about everywhere on the farm.
If you've got 100 watt bulbs in the hog confinement barn, you got them in a globe, you can switch to a 10 watt. So you're talking 90% energy savings right there. And not to mention the fact that that bulb's going to last at least 5 years. So you're not out there on the hogs changing light bulbs all the time.
Switching is easy. LED bulbs fit into the same screw-in sockets as incandescents. Converting fluorescent fixtures to accommodate LED tubes is more complicated. If you're resistant to upgrading, keep in mind that both bulbs and ballasts for T12 fluorescent fixtures are becoming rare and more difficult to find.
If you've got the older T12, the inch and a half in diameter bulb, that bulb has a 40-watt ballast, and in order to convert to LEDs, you either have to convert to a T8 ballast or take the ballast out. So if you've got T12s, you don't have to buy a new ballast. If you've already got T8s, all you have to do is plug it in.
LED light bulbs range from 10 watts up to 200 watts. The wattage you choose depends on what it's being used for and where. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about LED lighting at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, it continues to be very tough going for the winter wheat crop. Even though there were some very marginal improvements in some states, the crop continues to decline in others.
We did see an overall net decline in condition for the week ending the 8th. Now just 30% of the crop rated good to excellent. A week ago, that was 32%. We see 35% of the national crop rated very poor to poor. That's up 5 percentage points from last week.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there were spots with tiny improvements.
Now, looking at the big three states that are having significant drought problems, starting with Kansas, we did see a slight overall improvement in the very poor-to-poor rating.
But the other two of what he calls the big three saw further declines.
Oklahoma, now 57% very poor-to-poor. That is up 11 percentage points from a week ago. Texas, 61%. That's a national high among major reporting states, 61% very poor-to-poor.
So the winter wheat crop continues to struggle across the plains states. Other statistics, corn planting was at 2% in Kansas. That's a little behind 4% last year and well behind the 7% five-year average for corn planting across Kansas. Some other statistics, topsoil moisture supplies rated 35% very short, 35% short, 30% adequate, and zero surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies across Kansas, 32% very short, 39% are rated as short. Only 29% of the subsoil moisture supplies are rated adequate and 0% surplus. It remains very dry across Kansas. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Western Kansas wheat growers looking for added yield on dryland acres are planting the new AgriPro brand wheat variety SY Rugged. Combining superior yield with a very good testing weight, medium to early maturity, good standability, and good drought tolerance, SY Rugged is an excellent choice across a wide range of dryland environments. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.